It came 2 days. We had very good, very good shmaka stuff, and we're now in the middle of Parshas Tazria. We are in the sugya of a nega that comes on a person's beard, a nega that comes on a beard called a nesek. Okay, so this is, we are up to pasuk Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk, I think we're up to pasuk Lamed Beis. Okay, I'll go with pasuk Lamed Aleph very quickly. Pasuk Lamed Aleph and Perik Yud Gimel, Vayikra Yud Gimel Parshas Tazria. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Pasuk says, "V'chiyira hakaynes anega hanesek v'inei ein marei omayk min ha'or v'se'or shochor in boy v'hiskir hakaynes anega hanesek shivasimim." This is the same theme that we've had for the mich, for the burn and the boil. This is the third thing that we learned this week, and that is there is a nega on the beard. And there is a discoloration. There's a discoloration on the skin, and the discoloration is as a depth to it. And there is a yellow here, a spot, a discoloration on the face, on the lower portion of the face where the beard is. And there is a yellow here, and the discoloration has a depth. So really, there are three things: a discoloration. Number two, the discoloration has a depth. It's omoik. There's a depth. Number three, there's a yellow here. Instantly, this fellow is tummy. What happens if there is no yellow here and there it does not have depth? It's lacking depth. Then the person is put into quarantine for a week. He's a mitzora muskar. He's put away for 7 days to determine what the situation, to see what happens. So that's where we're up to now. We're up to Pasuk Lamed Beis. This fellow, he had a discoloration, but there was no yellow here. And there was no depth to the discoloration. And he was told to go into isolation for 1 week. He was called a Mitzora Muskar. And now after 1 week, he is going to be examined a second time by the Kohen. And it says here in Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'ro'oh ha'kenes ha'nega b'yom ha'shvi. He looks at the person's skin on his face, in the area of his beard, on day 7. V'hinei lo yifoso ha'nesek. And the discoloration did not spread. V'lo hoya vo se'or tzohoif. And a yellow hair did not sprout, or a black hair did not turn yellow. Umare hanesek ein omoik min ha'or, and it still does not have any depth. In other words, it's status quo. Nothing has changed. After 1 week, there is still no yellow hair. After 1 week, the size of the nega has not expanded, and the existing nega did not develop a depth. The color did not change where it has a depth to it. So what do we do? So here is something, there are two differences that we're going to learn now that we did that are different than what we learned before. Before, we only learned this week, we learned about the nega that comes after a boil and a nega that comes after a burn. In those two situations, after 1 week, if nothing happens, you're free to go. Freedom. You're free to go. But the nesek, a neg on the zokon, you're not free. You have to be quarantined. You have to be inspected a second time. There is a double inspection. If the person does not reach the threshold in the first examination, he's put away for one. He's put in quarantine for 1 week, and if nothing changes, he's going to be put in quarantine for a second week. Okay, that's important. He has to be checked a second time. And now there's another very important difference, and that is what it says here in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'his galoch, V'yas hanesek lo yigaleach. We have to shave off all of the hair surrounding the nega. Okay, there's a new din. We have to see in Rashi what exactly this means over here. This is going to be done on the second week. But v'yas hanesek, the exact location of where the discoloration appears, lo yigaleach. That area you do not shave off the hair. V'hiskir ha'koynes hanesek shivas yomim sheinis. A second set of 7 days. So there are two things. There's going to be a second set of 7 days, and there's going to be what's called the Hiskaloch. So let's see Rashi. Rashi and Pasuk Lamed. Lamed. Let's do the three Rashi, the three Psukim. Pasuk Lamed Aleph Rashi says, after 1 week, nothing has changed. Or v'se'ar shachar einbo, ha im hayibo se'ar shachar, tahar, v'ein tzarch lahaskir, she se'ar shachar simen taharohu b'nesokim. K'may shenemar v'se'ar shachar tzamach boy. Okay, so there's another rule here, and that is, if there is a discoloration on the beard, but in the discoloration there is a black here, he's automatically tahar. Automatically. That's not like the other negoim. The other negoim, black hairs don't mean anything. It's loymale v'loymoyrit. If there's a discoloration on a person's arm, on his flesh, anywhere on his body, it doesn't matter if there are black hairs. It doesn't make a difference. A discoloration is a nega. If in addition to the discoloration, there is a white hair, then he's 100% tame. He's a mitzayra. But if there are black hairs, it doesn't make a difference. And furthermore, even if there are no white hairs, if there has the discoloration is omoik, it has depth, also he becomes an instant mitzayra. When it comes to the beard, there's a unique halacha. If there's a discoloration in the person's face, in the area of the beard, and there is even one black here, I think it's one, I'm not sure if it's one or two, then he is not tame, he's tahar, and there's nothing to talk about. It's only if there are white hairs, I guess, there are white hairs, then, or there are no hairs. Let's say for whatever reason the hair fell out, or there are no hairs, or there are white hairs, there are white hairs, then he has to be put in quarantine. The only color that actually makes him into a mitzvah is if there is a yellow here. I need to go plug this into the wall, but my phone over here is about to go out. Give me 1 second. Oh, we have a charger right here. Good. Okay. I don't have to go anywhere. Okay. Unless it doesn't work. Is it working here? Give me 1 second. What's going on here? Is this working? Okay, good. It works. Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Okay. Back in business. Okay. So the only color that really makes a difference is yellow. Yellow is the color. Is the color that makes a difference. I have to prop this up. This phone over here. Alright, whatever it is. Yellow is the color that's going to make... I need to turn it this way. Okay, like this. Try to do this. All right, whatever it is. Okay. Yellow is the color. Okay, so over here, okay, that's my pasuk lamed beis. V'hine loifasa ha'im pasa o haya seret sof tamei. If after 1 week the nega spreads, or if it develops a yellow here, he's tamei. Pasuk lamed gimel. Let's say after 1 week nothing happens. It's the same. So the second week, we need to do what's called the hiskaloch. What's that, Rashi? You shall shave sviyos hanesek, v'yes hanesek lo yikalech, maniach shtei sarois samuch loy, saviv, kidei sheyehei nikor imposa sheim yifse, yavar hasarois v'yeitze l'mokim hagiluach. Now the question is, I don't know the answer. Why don't we do this on the first week? On the first week, we also want to determine if it spreads. I don't know. A lot of these things over here are very complicated. Once upon a time, I learned Masechta Negoim. I spent a lot of time on it. I learned with one of the best chavrusos I ever had in my life. We used to learn Masechta Negoim. We spent an enormous amount of time on it. And I used to know something, but I don't remember anything anymore. Everything I forgot. So there are a lot of halachas. It's very complicated. And it's also very complicated to take all the halachas and to go back into the pasuk and to see it all in the Chumash and with Rashi, with all of the details. Okay, but over here, for whatever reason, the pasuk over here says that they do the Hiskalach on the second week. Let's take a look over here at the Targum. Let's read over here the Targum. Let's look at the Targum Lamebeis. The Yirzei Kohanoyos Mach Tosha. The Kohen will look at the Nega. The word Mach Tosha is the translation of the word mega. And when Biyoma Shivi'o, on day 7, this is after the end of the first week, the Holoi Oisef Niska. And guess what? It did not spread. Nothing changed. It did not. The Pasuk says, now he's calling it the Nesek. That is the name of this Nega. The Nega on the beard is called the Nesek. And the translation of the Targum, he calls a Niska, which basically is the same word in Hebrew. Nesek Niska. The law have a base Sa'ar Sumok. And there is still no yellow here. So this we discussed yesterday. The Targum mysteriously calls the Tsehar Tsohoiv a red here. But all of the translations, all of the laws, anytime you learn a shir on Negoyim, you're going to learn about there's white hairs, there are black hairs, and there are yellow hairs. The Tsehar Tsohoiv Dak. And it's always translated yellow. But we were zoiche to learn in the Targum, he doesn't say that. He calls the Sehar Tsohoiv red. You can't deny. It says Sumok. And we learned here yesterday in this wonderful Sefer Ma'atzari, he takes note of that, and he's Mefalpel. And he goes through whatever, he doesn't really give a very, you know, a lot of information, but he basically acknowledges is that the word Tsohoiv, It means really gold, a goldish color, and gold. There's red gold. There's a certain type of gold. There are many different types of gold. All depends where they quarry the gold from. In Tanakh, there are 7 types of gold, and one type of gold has a reddish color to it. Other types of gold have a yellowish. I think we are more familiar with yellow gold. When we look at gold, you look at a picture of a gold crown, it's yellow. There's a yellowish color. I told Rabbi Lazer yesterday, is that on the computer, you know, in these different Photoshop programs, where you design things in color, there's no real way to color something silver and gold. There's no such thing, because silver and gold are metallic. And there's really no color on the computer screen that really can capture the true color of gold and the true color of silver. So what do you use when you want to show, if you ever watch a movie, or something on television, even if you have the best possible screen, you know, they make all these new technologies today. I'm not up to date with all the technology of all these type of screens. Plasma, okay, LCD is already old. That's already, you know, old stuff. They have plasma. I'm not up to date with all these new technologies, and they make the screens round, they bend them, all these different fascinating things that they can do. If you ever see on a screen an image of something that you assume is gold, look very carefully. You're not really seeing gold. You're seeing yellow. You're seeing a certain shade of yellow. There is really no way electronically to present on a screen, on an electronic screen, with all of our technology today, the true color of gold. And when you design something and you want to make it gold, what you're really doing is you're selecting a shade of yellow. And for silver, you're selecting a shade of gray. It's very interesting. So therefore, gold, in our understanding, is yellow. But the truth is, it's not so simple. There are many different types of gold, and one form of gold has a reddish, not a yellowish color, a reddish hue. And that's seemingly what the Targum is saying, that there's a red here, and it's calling, and it says in the past the word tsohoiv. Tsohoiv doesn't mean yellow. Tsohoiv really means gold. A goldish hair. Okay, whatever it is. So that's what it's over here, Sumok. Then it goes on in Mirzei Niska, and the Pasuk in the news, and the appearance of the Nesek, less Amik Min Mish Min Mashka. It does not have depth. So what is the halach? So the Pasuk goes on to say, Vigalach Sachrone Niska, you shall shave around in the vicinity of the niska, udeim niska lo yigalach. The niska itself, do not shave away. The yaskar kahano yos niska shivo yamin tin yonus. Lock him up for another 7 days. Okay, that's the targum. Now let me go look over here in the Ma'at Sod, if he has anything over here that is interesting. Okay, over here it says vigalach targum hiskalach mikrokumo gilach. Okay, Allah shalom. Sachrani niska. Amim galach avol eiv shalom shesh megulach v'yafshem tezukam dosh v'skalach b'chol adam she'ein etzach koin ak moish etzach b'dilosim yibu terasai. I'm going to say over here, it's okay. So it says over here something vigalach. Okay, now here's the question. I know he's dealing with the question. The question over here is, who does the giluach? Okay, this is a halacha question. Who is the one? The Torah now says, this fellow, he has a nega on his face, in the area of his beard. It's missing some of the simonim. There's no yellow here, and the color of the discoloration does not have depth. So he has to be locked up. He has to go into quarantine for 1 week, and then a second week. The second week, we get more aggressive. It's not just enough to quarantine him the second week. We have to do the hiskalach. We have to shave with a razor around the location of the bright spot on his beard in order to determine next week if it's spread. Who is the one that takes the razor and shaves off the beard surrounding the nesek? Does the Kohen...
The arts from say he shaves himself.
Oh, he shaves himself. Or does the Kohen... Maybe every single thing that's done in this process is done by the Kohen. The Kohen is a barber. The Kohen has to have a lot of skills. You have to know all the halachos. You have to be a butcher. You have to be a chef. No, the Kohanim they have to eat all the kachim in the Beis Hamikdash. They were chefs. Lemashcha. You have to have culinary skills. You have to know how to be a shochet. You have to do the shechita. So you gotta be a butcher. You have to flay the animal. And now the Kohen has to learn how to become a barber. Because he has to cut around the area. Okay, they have to also be scribes.
They probably all had gout.
They had gout. Why? Why they have gout? Why?
A lot of meat.
Well, they only served 2 days a year. They only worked literally 2 days a year. So I don't know how much they got to eat after all that. All right, whatever it is. So it says over here, vigalach sachroni niska udim niska lo yigalach. Now he's trying over here to say something. He's saying over here, V'ro'ah HaKohen. Okay, in Pasuk Lamed Beis, it begins, V'ro'ah HaKohen es hanega, V'yayim HaShuv, Hinei lefos hanega, HaNesek, V'lochoyim osir atzavav, U'marei HaNesek ein amek minor, V'hiskalach. If you read the Pasuk literally, it really sounds like the one that does V'hiskalach is the Kohen. Because Pasuk Lamed Gimel is following Pasuk Lamed Beis. And in Pasuk Lamed Beis, it says the Kohen is the one that is involved. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says again, "Hiskalach svira sanesek." We have said this like a glech. Meniach shtei sairus samach lo l'saviv. You leave over. You don't. You leave two hairs outside of the nest. You don't shave everything. You leave over a little bit that you don't shave in order to determine if it's going to spread. V'shayei nikar imposa. Shem yifse yavar hasaros v'yetz d'makom megiluach. It'll pass over those two hairs and go to the place of the giluach. So as Rashi is a little bit strange, because Rashi says, why do you need to leave over two hairs? Just if it goes to the place where it's giluach, you right away know. All right, let's leave that. Rashi needs a little more clarification. Targum doesn't seem to say any chidushim, but over here, let me read you what it says over here in the Ma'atzah, because he says vigalach. Vigalach is targum the hiskalach b'mikro kamo vigilach. Okay, so he's asking a question. The question he's asking is that it says in the Pasuk, V'hisgalach. V'hisgalach means he should be shaved. If you wanted to translate it in English, he should shave, it should say v'gilach. There should not be a hey and a suf. The letters, the letter hey and suf, are extra. It should say v'gilach. He shall shave. It doesn't say that. It says v'his galach. There is a hey and a suf. And that means it changes the form of the word. The person should be shaved. This subject, the person who is suspected of having tzaras, he should be shaved. By who? Anyone. Anyone you want. Go to the barber. Do it yourself. If the Torah demanded that the Kohen shave him, then the Pasuk should say v'gilach, or v'gilech, v'gilach, and then and he should shave him. And being that in the previous Pasuk, it says v'ra'ah ha-Kohen, we're dealing with the Kohen, it would be natural for the Pasuk to say v'gilach, v'gilach, or v'gilach, he shall shave. If it would say v'gilach, it would automatically connect Pasuk Lamed Gimel back to Pasuk Lamed Beis, and would mean that the Kohen, who is doing the inspection, should continue and do the shaving of this fellow. But it doesn't say v'gilach. It says v'his galach. So that's why you're telling me from Art Scroll. Art Scroll is telling, it's probably a drasha somewhere, is saying, enachanami. The fact that it changed from v'gilach to v'his galach is revealing that the Kohen is not the one that does the shaving. The one that does the shaving is either the Metzora himself or somebody else. Because we change from what we would expect, v'gilach, which is a continuation of the previous pasuk, to the hiskalach. So now the question is, okay, that's very nice, beautiful. But why then did the Targum translate the word v'hiskalach as if it would say v'gilach? The Targum says v'galach. V'galach is not the correct translation for v'hiskalach. V'gilach of the Targum is the translation of the word v'gilach in Hebrew. V'gilach. So it sounds like that the Targum is coming to tell us a chiddush. Now you can't go say here that he's coming to argue with Rashi, because Rashi doesn't comment on this. Okay, so there's no comment on Rashi on this. Like, we always like to think of Machlokes Rashi and the Targum. Rashi, the fact that Rashi is silent, Adrabba, seems to indicate that Rashi agrees to the Targum. That's our rule. The rule is that if Rashi has nothing to say, Rashi is saying the Targum got it right. Whatever the Targum says is correct, and let's go further. It's only when Rashi comes to disagree does Rashi make a big deal. So the Targum here does not correctly translate the word v'hiskalach, but says v'gilach, as if there is no letter hey and there is no letter suf, which, according to this sefer that I'm reading from, is an indication that the Targum possibly holds that the Kohen must be the one to do the shaving. If that's the case, so you're going to ask the question, so why then did the Pasuk not say v'gilach? Why then did the Pasuk, the Chumash doesn't say v'hiskalach? That's a good question. That I don't have an answer for. But the Targum, by translating the word v'hiskalach as v'gilach, is indirectly telling us that it's that even though the Pasuk says that the person should be shaved, which could mean he should be shaved by who? By anyone, the Kohen or anyone else. The Targum seems to be saying is that don't be medactic on the grammar of the Pasuk. Translated v'gilach, connoting that the Kohen should be the one that shaves this fellow. Let me read you what it says. You don't have. Let me read you what it says over here in the Sefer. In the Sefer, he writes over here. He writes over here. Let me go back. What it says. Targum v'hiskalach b'mikra k'mo v'gilach. He's bothered why he doesn't say what the word is not the right translation. The Targum left out the hey and the letter saf. Mibnei shachayis v'aloshna mikra hamilim sachara. A sachrani naska. Okay, I don't know what that means. If you have imkay, I'm gila, I'm galach. Aval ef shalom ashahim migulach. I don't know what he means here now. I don't know what he means here now. I'm reading further. Now here, the af shebetoras koyhanim. That's the medrash halacha. Darshu. This is what Ablazer mentioned in the medrash halacha. Toras koyhanim, which is the medrash. This medrash agoda. And Medrash Halacha. We only learn, the Medrash Agoda. But there's another equivalent word called Medrash Halacha, and we don't learn it. The reason why we do not learn it is because all of Medrash Halacha has been incorporated into the Talmud Bavli. So when you're learning the Talmud Bavli, you're really learning, anyway, all of the Medrash Halacha. The Bavli does not include all the Medrash Agoda. That's a separate work. That's a much larger work. But the Medrash Halach is already incorporated into the Bavli. And there it says, B'chol Adam v'hiskalach. The fact that there's a hair on the Sava means B'chol Adam. Any person can be the one to shave off the hair of the Metzairah. She'enoi tzarech koyen k'moy she'tzarech b'taglachtai b'yom ha'tarosei. Now the reason why he's making a big deal about this is because there's a halacha that everyone agrees that on the eighth day, in the next parasha, in Parashas Metzora, that when the Nazir becomes Tahar, when the process is over, and he brings the two birds, and they slaughter the bird, and there he has to shave off all of his hair, there the halacha is that the one that shaves off the hair of the Metzora is only the Kohen. No one but the Kohen. In the process of the Tahara of the Metzora, it is specifically the Kohen that does the shaving. No one else but the Kohen. So now the question is, maybe here, when you do a shaving in order to determine if the nega spread, we also should demand only the Kohen. So the Medrash Halacha says no, because it says here, the Hiskalach, and not the Gilach. That is an indication. Anyone can do the shaving. So then he goes on. So now he's asking, so why then did Uncleus translate the word v'hiskalach wrong? So he says, big deal. I'm not so comfortable with this, not that I know anything, but I'm trying here to make a machlokes. I'm trying here to make trouble. And I'm trying, the question over here that he's presenting is such a good question. I'm suggesting is that maybe there is another medrash halacha or another maimon chazal that needs to be understood that disagrees and holds.
Rabbi. The art scroll on this pasuk says, but he shall not shave the nezek, obviously, he cannot shave the nezek since it is already bald. Rather, he is not to shave all the way to the nezek, but he must have a circle of hair, at least two hair thick.
Right, that's what Rashi says.
It refers to Rashi in the Sifra.
Right. That's a simple interpretation. Right. That's not discussing that. That's simple. The person on his face, he has a white spot.
And but it refers to Rashi on Sifra.
Right. No, that's the Rashi over here. That's the Rashi over here on this Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Rashi and Pasuk Lamed Gimel says right over here on the page. V'hiskalach. Look at Rashi here on the page. V'hiskalach. Where does he shave? He doesn't shave the nesek. The Pasuk says v'hiskalach hanesek lo yigalech. So what are you shaving? You're shaving the rest of the face, around the nesek, but leave over two rows of hair around the nesek. And the reason why you leave over a little bit of hair that you do not shave, but you shave everything else, is so that when he comes back one week later, for the second inspection, we can easily determine if the nesek spread. Because the two rows of white here are the boundary, are the natural boundary of this white spot. And if when he comes back in a week from now, and we see that the white spot has passed the two rows of white hairs that encircle the nesek, then we know that it spread. But you do shave off all the hair around after those two rows of hair. Question is, who is the one that picks up the razor and does it? Is the Kohen the only one that's allowed to do that? Or is the person who is the Mitzorah, does he do it? Now, why would we think the only one that should do this is the Mitzorah, is the Kohen? Because in the next parasha, when the Mitzorah becomes Tohar, and he brings the birds, and he goes through the entire process of Tahara, at the end, the Torah says that he has to shave off every hair on his body. His eyebrows, his hair, his beard, his armpits. Every hair on his entire body must be removed. That's in the next parasha. Who is the one that takes the razor and shaves off every last hair on his body? The only one that's allowed to do it is the Kohen. Not himself. The Kohen is the one that does this. So the question is, the same way in the next parasha, in Parashas Mitzorah, when it comes to the process of his Tahara, the only one that can shave off all of the hair on his body is a Kohen. So maybe here in Parashas Tazria, when we're discussing the Nesek, and the Torah says when it comes to week number two, we want to go and shave off the rest of his beard and leave a little two rows of white of hair surrounding the Nesek in order to make a determination if it's going to spread in 1 week, the Hiskaloch, maybe the only one that's permitted to do the shaving is the Kohen. Just like in the next parasha, the only one that can do the shaving is the Kohen. Maybe here also the only one that can do the shaving is the Kohen. So there's a drasha in the Medrash Halacha that says, if that was the case, then the Pasuk should say not the his galoch, but should say the gilach. If it would say the gilach, it would be a continuation of the previous Pasuk, the Kohen. And the fact that it changed from the word, from what we would expect it to say vigilach, and said vihis galoch, is an indication that the Kohen does not need to be the one who shaves. Anyone can come and do the shaving. The person should be shaved. We're changing from the flow. The grammatical form of the word vihis galoch is a shake-up. It's a shake-up from the sequence of the parasha, telling us that the one that's going to be doing the shaving is not going to be the Kohen, it's going to be anyone. But now the question is, if that is indeed everything that we just said is correct, we have one problem that has to be addressed. And that is the Targum Unculus. Because the Targum Unculus translates the word v'hiskaloch as if it said v'gilach. He translates the word, he does not translate the word correctly. He makes believe, the translation of the Targum is as if it says in the Pasuk, Vigilach. So why is that so? So he doesn't really answer the question over here. He brings the question, he doesn't really have an answer. I am trying to suggest to you that we have here evidence that we should do research and search more Midrashim, more sources, and maybe we might find opinions that hold that the only one that can do the shaving of this pasuk is the Kohen himself. And that's exactly what the Targum is coming to teach us when the Targum deliberately translated the word v'hiskaloch as if it said v'gilach. So why then did it say v'hiskaloch if the Kohen has to do it himself? Okay, that's another question. We're going in circles. This is what he points out. See, it's amazing. If not for this sefer, the Ma'at Sari, you would never even realize what's going on over here. there's something over here that's there's a discrepancy which needs to be addressed. All right, let's finish up over here. Okay, this is a very big chiddush over here. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk over here says, okay, we finish up the sugya pasuk lamed hey v'yim pasuk yifseh. Oh no, pardon, I'm sorry. I'll just read the pasuk. Finish up over here. Pasuk lamed dalit v'rakanes anesek b'yom hashvi. Now he goes back into his hole for another 7 days. Now he comes back after 14 days for the second inspection, and the kohen gives a look. What are we looking for? We're looking either for a white hair, or we're looking, oh, no, I'm sorry, not a yellow. We're looking for a yellow hair, or we're looking for the color has changed to produce a depth, or we're looking for it to have spread. One of those three things, either a yellow hair, or the color now has depth, or it's spread. So it says here in Pasuk Lamed, Dalid, v'ro ha-kohenes ha-nesek b'yom ha-shvi, v'hine lo'yfosa ha-nesek bo'or. It did not spread. Umareyu einena omoik min ha-or. It does not have depth. So what is, and there's no yellow here either, it seems. V'tiyar ha-kohen, v'tiyar oysa ha-kohen, v'chibes begodav v'toher, tohar, y'tohar, go to mikvah, you have to put your clothing in mikvah, and you're done. Pasuk lamed hei, now what happens? He's tar. Let's say 2 weeks later, he comes back to the kohen and says, guess what? It spread. Oh, if it spreads even later, a week, 10 weeks later, now he is tamei. Okay, then next pasuk says, "V'im be'ain of Amar Anesek v'ser shochar tzomachbo." Let's say there's a black here, for sure he's tahar. Near pa Anesek tahu v'tiaroi hakohen. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi very quickly, and we'll finish. Rashi says, "Lamen hey achrei tarvasei, ein liela ela poise laachar petur. Minayin ap v'soif shavuah rishon v'soif shavuah sheni talmulema pos posay yifse." Spreading. See, psukim, they leave out some of the details, and we know the details through drashas. The fact that it says the word pasa yifse, it repeats the word, it tells you that at any point in time, it spreads, even if there's no yellow hair, even if there's no depth, automatically his tummy. Lamed zayin v'se'ar shachar, minayin af hayoroik, even if it's green, let's say, or you see, yoroik, what is yoroik? It can't be yellow, because yellow is makes him tummy. Let's say, it says in the pasuk, there's a black here in this spot, he's tahar. Let's say there's no black here. Let's say there's a here of a different color here. The imnain af ha-yoroik v'ha-odom red, yoroik and odoim, she'enoi tzov, which is not sohov. See, here you get involved with the targum. The targum to the word sohov is red. Okay, whatever, tamalema v'siyar. V'loshen tzohov doime l'tavnis ha-zohov. See, Rashi says what the Targum we said before, it's like gold. Tzohov kimo zohov kimo zohov. That's very, very, we interchange the Zion and the Tzadi. Can be interchanged. Tahar hu v'tira kohen, chot tomei shetiaro kohen. But let's say someone who is tomei, shetiaroi hakohen loito. Let's say the kohen makes a mistake. If the kohen knows that the person is tame, and he declares him tahar, it's invalid. You can't make up things. You can't. If the person is really tame, the kohen cannot go. Oh, you! I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to make you tahar. You can't do that. Okay, that requires more explanation. All right, so we'll leave it with that. We don't have time for the targum, but at least Baruch Hashem, we learned this week. We learned this week three sugyas, the sugya of the nega that comes after a shchin, the nega that comes after a burn, a mikvah, and now we learn, we spent 2 days on learning about the nega that appears on the beard, and it has different rules. The main difference is, at least comparing these two, is this one, there's a 2 week inspection period if nothing changes, and a yellow here, or according to the Targum, a red here, is what we need to make it for sure tamei right away. And a black here, adarabba, makes it tahar immediately. And the unique concept of the hiskaloch, on the second week, you shave around the rest of the beard. And this discussion that we had, who is the one that does the shaving? Only the kohen or anyone? And the grammar of the word vigilach verse vehiskaloch, and the mysterious targum that translates the word vehiskaloch as if it would have said in the pasuk vigilach, which makes us wonder if the targum is coming to teach us a halacha that don't be misled by the change of grammar, like the Taras Kehanim, that the one that does the shaving is anyone. No, he holds the one that does the shaving is only the Kohen. And you should know that I came across this accidentally yesterday, or today, is that the Onkelis was a Tana. Onkelis had the din of a Tana. And if that's the case, he can argue with the Taras Kehanim. The Taras Kehanim is the one that made the drasha. It says v'hiskaloch, not v'gilach, to teach you anyone can do the shaving. Onkelis is not obligated to follow that opinion. Onkelis had the same status as the author of the Taras Kehanim. And maybe the Onkelis here with his translation is coming to argue on the Taras Kehanim, that indeed only the Kohen can be the one that does the shaving, like later on. And the fact that Rashi is silent, and we have a basic principle, when Rashi is silent, he agrees to the Targum, comes out incredible chidushim, that Rashi over here is following Pshat the Pasuk, not like the Taras Kehanim. Okay, we're going very off the deep end. But I have no, I don't think it's so far-fetched what we're saying. All right, we'll leave it with that. Rabbi Lazer, thank you very much for coming. Mr. Ms. Gladys, good to see you back. Heshi Bar, thank you for coming. Have a good night, everyone. Tomorrow we're going to learn the Siddur. I have a new Sefer on the Musaf from one of the Rosh Yeshivas in YU. We put out another Sefer on the Musaf of Shabbos. I think it's a new Sefer. I think it's new. I have to go check it out. I'm very excited about it. On the Musaf of Shabbos. He has a very good star in this person. Right? I think it's Adler. Show you tomorrow, and we'll do tomorrow the Musaf of Shabbos, Nusach Atzilah. All right, have a good night, everyone. Zay Gazon, take care. Good night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.